CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 4th of May 2025. Here are the main news headlines. The RSGB's Tonight at 8 series continues with Ham's SCI. Learn about radar through an RSGB convention presentation and new members' benefit. RSGB Club Insurance and Beacon and Repeater Insurance renewed. On Monday the 12th of May, Dr. Daniel Frisell, W2NAF and RSGB Propagation Studies Committee member Gwyn Griffiths, G3ZIL, will be delivering a Tonight at 8 webinar on Ham Radio Science, Citizen Investigation, Space, Weather. We can do it together. Since the 2017 Solar Eclipse QSO party, Ham SCI has been bringing together amateur radio operators and professional space scientists. They've been developing new and innovative ways to study space weather and its impacts on the ionosphere and radio propagation. In the presentation, Nathaniel will show results from the 2023 and 2024 Ham SCI Festivals of Eclipse Ionospheric Science. Gwyn will explain why he enjoys the Ham SCI experience, from exchanges with scientists to learning from students whilst pursuing his own studies on HF propagation. They'll also talk about what's next for the organisation and how you can participate. Find out more by going to the RSGB site under Webinars. The latest RSGB 2024 convention video to be released by the Society, Graham Murchie, G4FSG, presents Radar, the Eyes of the Few. In the talk, Graham gives a brief history of early radar, events leading up to the development of a viable system and the establishment of the world's first operational radar station at Bordesley. Watch the video by going to youtube.com/@ That's the sign at the RSGB. If you're interested in learning more about Bordesley Radar Museum, then check out the new benefit for RSGB members, which offers 20% discount off the usual entrance price. Go to rsgb.org/partner-museums to find out more. RSGB Club Insurance and Beacon and Repeater Insurance have now been renewed for the year to April 2026. Club Insurance certificates can be downloaded via rsgb.org/repeater-insurance. You'll need to log in to obtain your certificate. Beacon and Repeater Insurance certificates are available for an admin fee of £15 from the RSGB shop. Please allow a couple of days after renewal for your certificate to be dispatched. The RSGB Contest Club has recently exceeded 1 million QSOs. These have been made by RSGB members activating historic RSGB call signs and special event call signs either in contests or in radio marathon activations. The QSOs have all been uploaded to Logbook of the World. The most prolific call sign has been G6XX with over 154,000 QSOs, and the most recent has been GB0IARU, which was active in April to celebrate 100 years of the International Amateur Radio Union. Find out more about the RSGB Contest Club, including how to join, by going to the RSGB website and selecting Contest Club from the On The Air menu. Celebrations for the 70th anniversary of GB2RS are well underway. To find out how you can get involved with special event stations and awards, go to rsgb.org/gb70rs. The RSGB has recently updated the webpage to add a selection of newsreader stories, which you can access by clicking GB2RS Newsreader Stories from the menu on the right-hand side. If you've ever wanted to learn more about the voice behind your weekly GB2RS broadcast, this is your chance. More stories will be added throughout the year. On Saturday the 10th of May, RSGB volunteers will be attending a regional girl guiding event at Ardingly in West Sussex. Amongst other activities, Girl Guiding members will have the opportunity to operate special event call sign GB25MAW via the QO100 satellite. Volunteers would welcome contacts via QO100 between 10:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. on the day. Put the date in your diary and make time to encourage these youngsters as they try amateur radio. The German Amateur Radio Society, DARC, is once again hosting the traditional ham camp for youngsters during the ham radio fair in Friedrichshafen between the 26th and 29th of June. It's open to participants under 27 years old and includes 3 nights at ham camp, three breakfast vouchers and 3-day ticket for ham radio fair. Package price is €80 and the deadline for registration is the 8th of June. You can find further information via tinyurl.com/hamcampfigures25. Please send all your details of news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline is 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. Details of rallies and events. The Dartmoor Radio Rally takes place tomorrow, Monday the 5th of May, at the Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Meavey Lane, Yelverton, Devon, PL20 6AL. Free parking. There will be the usual bring and buy as well as trader stands and refreshments. Doors open at 10. Admission is £3. More details, call Roger 07854 088882 or email him via 20rph@gmail.com. The popular Mills on the Air event is taking place on the weekend of the 10th and 11th of May. There are currently 35 stations taking part, with registration still being accepted. Find out more, go to tinyurl.com/millsontheair, all one word, or by visiting the Mills on the Air Facebook page. Special event news, the Ramsbury Amateur Radio DX group will be active on the 3rd, 4th and 8th of May, using special call sign GB1VE to celebrate VE Day. The group will be operating on 20 metres and 40 metres using CWSSB and digital. The Vintage and Military Amateur Radio Society will be commemorating VE Day on Thursday the 8th of May. Members will be controlling a number of nets on varying frequencies between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m. They'll be using vintage military equipment dating from the World War II period and beyond. The full programme of events can be found via vmars.org/news. Worthing Radio Events Group are planning to operate GB80FP for the anniversary of VE Day on the 8th of May. Operation takes place on the seafront at the Ferring Pillbox, Patterson's Walk, West Sussex. Members will be active between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on the 40-metre and 20-metre band using SSB. East Midlands Electronic and Radio Group will be on the air between the 8th and 11th of May, celebrating the 80th anniversary of VE Day using GB1BK. The group will operate from the former RAF Binbrook in Lincolnshire. Members expect to be operation on at least 40, 20 and 2 metres using SSB, possibly some FT8 and SSTV. Guernsey Amateur Radio Society will be operating special event call sign GU80LIB between the 9th and 11th of May, celebrating the same anniversary for the liberation of Guernsey at the end of World War II. See QRZ.com for more. Special event station GB0SAR will be operating between the 3rd and 30th of May to support SOS Radio Week. The station will be mostly working using FT4 on the 20-metre band, which you might catch it also on the other HF bands on phone. More information, see QRZ.com. TX News, a team of local amateurs is active as TX9A from Tubai in the Austral Islands, IOTA OC152, until Wednesday the 7th of May. Group operates on the HF bands, QSL available via DK8ZZ. For all direct requests, use club log OQRS. Further information via australfigures2025.com. URIS YL2GM is active as ZS8W from Prince Edward and Marion Island, IOTA AF021, until Friday the 16th of May. URIS will be active on Marion Island as a radio engineer and member of the SANAP station communication equipment maintenance team, and hopes to find good periods of time to be operational. Contest news, the ARI International DX contest started Saturday the 3rd of May, ends at 11:59 UTC today the 4th, using CWRTTY and SSB on the 80 to 10 metre bands. The exchange's signal report and serial number, Italian stations also send their province. 432 megs to 245 gigs contest started on Saturday the 3rd of May, ends 1400 UTC Sunday the 4th of May, using all modes 432 megs to 245 gigs frequencies. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. 10 gigs trophy runs today Sunday the 4th from 0800 to 1400 UTC. All modes on 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. The May 144 megs contest runs today for the 4th of May, 0800 to 1400 UTC, all modes on the 2 meter band. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the 144 megs backpackers contest runs 1100 to 1500 UTC, all modes on the 2 meter band. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. UK stations also send their postcode. Today, Sunday the 4th of May, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC, all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs frequencies, exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Worked All Britain 7 megs phone contest runs today, Sunday the 4th, from 1000 to 1400 UTC, SSB on the 40 metre band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain Square. Tuesday the 6th, 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC, FM on the 2 metre band, exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday the 6th, 144 megs UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 2 meter band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 7th, 144 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2 meter band, the exchange is a report and 4-character locator. And also Wednesday the 7th, 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2 meter band. The exchange, unsurprisingly, is report and 4-character locator. If you're in one, you can go in the other. On Thursday the 8th of May, the 50 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all mode 6 meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Now, for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, they write, after the previous week's geomagnetic disturbances, as described in last week's GB2RS, the last 7 days have been relatively quiet. KP index has been in the ones and twos, but the rise to a KP value of 4 on Thursday, the 1st of May, could herald a return to unsettled conditions. Solar flux index peaked at 170 on the 24th before declining to 148 at the end of the month. HF conditions have been acceptable rather than outstanding, and many stations struggled to work DX at times during International Marconi Day, which was the 26th of April. Nevertheless, there is a DX about, including ZS8W Marion Island, TX9A Austral Islands and HD8G Galapagos Islands. A look at the Proppy propagation prediction tool will help you work out the best times for making a contact with each station on each band. You can find it by going to rsgb.org/propagation-tools. Looking ahead, a large sunspot had rotated into view, now designated 4079. This region has returned and was previously sunspot 4055. It has already emitted an M-class solar flare, and we may expect greater activity as it becomes more Earth-centric over the next week. NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will climb again in the coming week, perhaps to between 160 and 165. Geomagnetic disturbances are also due to rise, with the KP index might reach 5 on the 5th and 6th of May. If this becomes a reality, expect lowered MUFs, poorer HF paths especially, over the poles as the KP index rises. Finally, this week traditionally marks the start of sporadic E season, so keep an eye on 10 metres and 12 metres for short and medium range openings to Europe. VHF and up, the current spell of high-pressure tropo weather weakened a little as last week ended, and we'll see the return of unsettled conditions with showery rain, perhaps even the odd thunderstorm. This is unlikely to lead to a total removal of high pressure, and tropo will still be worth looking for, especially over the western side of the UK. Some models place a new high just west of Britain coming in the next week. This means the main prospects are not great, although probably just enough for a hint of rain scatter in any isolated heavier showers. The HF band sounded a bit watery at times last week, which is a classic sign for potential aurora to explore on the higher bands. Look out for aurora in the coming week if the KP index climbs above 5. Meteor scatter is worth thinking about, and after last week's Lyrids, we now have the Eta Aquarids shower peaking in the early hours of the 6th of May. Remember that sporadic ionisation is largely composed of long-lived meteor ions, so be on the watch for E's openings. From now onwards through to mid-September, sporadic E will dominate the lower VHF bands, so check the clusters for sign of activity. Remember that E's start on 10 metres and moves HF as an opening develops, even reaching 2 metres in the peak summer. Unlike tropo, E's events are often fleeting, so the best you can do is monitor conditions as the E's intensify and be ready when it reaches the band you want. Don't forget to check the daily E's blog on propquest.co.uk, which discussed the potential links between location of jet streams and E's formation. EMU path losses are increasing, but apogee is still a week away. Moon declination passed maximum last Thursday, so moon windows are shortening, along with reducing peak elevation. 144 meg sky noise is low all week. That's it from the propagation team for this week, and that's all from me until next week also.